You're listening to The Good Pod Guide, where I, journalist and podcast fangirl Lauren Windle, bring you the lowdown on the pods you should be listening to. Who remembers Jeremy Kyle and like shows of that ilk, like Trisha and Ricky Lake? And who was that really gross American one? Oh, Jerry Springer. Go, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Right. So Jeremy Kyle was like the UK Jerry Springer, except it was on in the daytime, so no one got naked or did anything weird like that. And it's not on air anymore, which I'm sure a lot of you will know, but it was for years and years, and it was just famous for its bear baiting and outrageous stories. And when I worked at a tabloid newspaper, we used to cover the Jeremy Kyle show and the stories that featured on it. And I will never forget one of the stories that we covered. It wasn't actually me who wrote it up. It was one of my colleagues, Natalie Keegan. And I'm sure if you Google it, I reckon it will still be online. I haven't, but I don't know if you'll want to when I tell you what the story was. Probably won't, to be honest. Right. This is a story where there was a mum who was trying to work out who in her family had pooed on a plate and then put that plate in the fridge. True story, guys. Who put the poo in the fridge? And it was like, I think that there were follow-up episodes. Maybe you've even had a lie detector involved to try and work it out. Do you know what? I need to check that. I need to see what happened with the poo fridge story, because just remembered it's great. I've told you before, I don't want to be a Jeremy Kyle. I don't want to be a Trisha or a Ricky Lake or even a Jerry Springer. But I do want to be an agony aunt, you know, like solving problems and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's probably just because I like the idea of it. And I'm a bit of a busybody. And I think that I'm always right and that my way is probably the best. And I kind of want that endorsed by some sort of media platform or publication. So maybe not the right reasons to go into that as a profession. But today I'm going to talk about a podcast with three women who do a really good job of helping people with their problems. And that is Spotify original, The Receipts. It's hosted by Audrey, Tolly and Milena. And it's not just listeners' problems, even though they do feature. They alternate episodes. So half the episodes are conversation where they discuss like current affairs and general life. And they actually have guests on those episodes sometimes as well. And then the other half, so every other, is an agony aunt episode where they answer a reader's question. The questions, though, are, you know, they're not quite poo in the fridge level, but they have definitely got the shock factor. Like, for example, here are a few that they've got. My man thinks I robbed his mum. Wow. I can't have penetrative sex. That might actually be a medical thing. I don't know if that's such a horrific one. Okay. I slept with my dad's girlfriend. That's real, guys. Their responses are funny to a point. They do like have a joke and mess around with it a bit, but they're also quite well thought through. And ultimately they are kind to the listeners who ask for their help. They're clearly good friends in real life. These women have a great dynamic. And at times you do kind of feel like you're eavesdropping on some mates just having a chat in the pub. At the time of recording, there were 120 odd episodes, and the conversation episodes are longer. They're like an hour 45, while the agony aunt episodes tend to be under an hour. They've also got a book called Keep the Receipts, which I haven't read, but am keen to. So we'll look out for it. I think this is a good laugh. It's good. It's intelligent and it's funny women. And I just have got so much time for that. I know there's a tendency for women to engage with content from both men and women, but for men to sort of steer towards engaging with content created by men, I think it would be great if blokes gave this a try too. You know, just saying. The next episode is our final of the season. That's right, it's the big 100. Tune in to hear me run down my favorite podcasts of the series. For more info on The Good Pod Guide, check out the show notes. Also, like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. It helps us beat that nasty algorithm.